Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and check out all the great stories and videos and pictures and stuff. The bear doing the belly flop is pretty good this week. And let's see, and you can find Natasha on YouTube tomorrow at 4, Wednesday at 4. Go to YouTube, search Natasha Venter, and you can continue the energy.
And I will also be down at Kent Commons next Saturday at the Emerald Spiral Fair from 10 to 4.
Oh.
Down at Kent Commons.
And had someone alerted someone.
Yes, I know.
It could have been posted on current events, but someone did not alert someone about
this.
And someone is not as psychic as the other someone, so she didn't know.
Well, you know, I was
kind of... So tell us some details.
Okay, well, you know, this last week I was kind of not necessarily myself, and I just
I got to tease you whenever
I know. I just came out of the cloud Saturday morning, so I'm catching up with myself, okay? And I just found out that I had money on the books so I could be there about 3 weeks ago. When my best friend was starting to pass away, it kind of derailed me for a little while.
Of course.
There's a psychic fair, Emerald Spiral, that is always the last Saturday of September, and usually the last Saturday of March. But since COVID, things have been a little bit wonky.
Because they're, we used to have psychic fairs all the time, all over the place, but, COVID stopped everything. But,
A lot of them went virtual.
Everything's starting to, gear up again. So the psychic fairs are kind of coming back and starting
again. They are.
So the one you're going to be at is this coming?
The 24th.
The 24th, that's Saturday.
Down at Kent Commons is the building. And it's down in Kent, Washington.
Which, that's a good location.
Yes, it is. And it's in the auditorium there. And there's many psychics, rocks,
Crystals and all kinds of cool stuff.
It's a metaphysical.
Probably, Nathan, there'll be numerology stuff going on.
Yep.
Except I don't think he's mastered being two places at once, and I think he has to be here.
I think so, too. And it's from 10 to 4. It's free to come in, so it's the... whatever
Excellent.
You want to purchase inside, parking is free also, and I've always enjoyed doing that fair.
It's a good fair. Okay.
Yeah, I've done it routinely, and
people can come and what? Now, usually, if you're a psychic reader like you are, people come and sign up for a 10-minute or a 15-minute.
Yeah, 15-minute.
What are you doing?
I do 15 and half hour sessions.
Okay.
I try not to do an hour session. That's more,
a private thing.
You got to
do more.
Yes.
Be more available for a fair.
Exactly.
So you do 15-minute mini readings.
I do. And it usually gives people a chance to kind of get that little taste of what they're looking for and hoping to do deeper work later. But
That's next Saturday. Kent Commons, 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Free to get in, and parking's free, and there's lots of parking. So it really is a good location to go to.
It really is. It really is. I'm supposed to be in number 49. So
wherever that is.
The booth number 49. It's up against the wall.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited to
do 49. 9 and 4. Uh-huh. All right, so see Natasha next Saturday. And speaking of requests and stuff, officially, if you happen to have it together ahead of time and can shoot me a little email note with details, see, then I can have Rhonda put it up on the website on current events, and so it'll go up there. But
I apologize.
Well, it's not. You don't have to apologize to me because I don't care. You're the one that, you know, you're the one that's not on current events. I only care because I like to support
you.
Yeah,
I haven't even put. I found out literally the week before my friend, and I knew he was passing, so I kind of got derailed from doing the logistics.
All right. So let's see. Or we had a listener called and. Is interested and wants to go to local dog and cat shows, but doesn't know when they are and all of that. So, yeah, I think in years past, I think I have reported on and kind of talked about shows, but, you know, all of that kind of just went away over the pandemic and everything, because none of that stuff is happening. But, you know, dog and cat shows are happening again. Now, generally in this area, you know, the official dog shows. There's two major ones. One is the Seattle Kennel Club dog show, which for most years has been a benched show. And a benched show means that the dogs that are shown in confirmation, you know, for their physical stature and all of that, they are required to be on their benches during the hours of the show and being there so people can see them and so forth. And it is confirmation and obedience. And then there's usually lots of vendors and stuff. And it's a whole weekend. It's a two-day show. Now, that traditionally used to be in, like, February. But the dates kind of got messed with here, and I don't know if it happened this year or not. I don't remember hearing anything about it. Now, then there's Whidbey Island Kennel Club show.
They moved that Seattle Kennel Club one to Puyallup.
I think that's maybe when I heard that it moved, because it used to be at Seattle Center. And then, I think you're right. It did move to
actually
the south
went to
end.
It. I think it was. Yeah, maybe it was February.
Was it February? Because it's usually
February.
In February. And that's right. It's down now in the south end. Okay, so we'll have to pay attention so we can alert you about. But so that's every February, Seattle Kennel Club. Then the other one is Whidbey Island Kennel Club Dog Show. That has been typically at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds, and that's usually during the summer. Now, I don't remember if that happened this summer or not. It probably did, but anyway. So I haven't, whoever you are, caller, I haven't been paying all that much attention again. But now that you've put the bug in my ear, I'll start paying more attention. Now, there. Generally speaking, when things function normally, there's a lot more cat shows, okay? And they kind of happen pretty regularly around the area in different places. So anyway, now that you've given me, I'll start paying attention.
I have a friend who does agility, and there's a lot of, she's been doing a lot of agility shows. I see her on Facebook.
Yeah, sometimes with a big, you know, AKC type show, sometimes, you know, they'll have confirmation and obedience, and then sometimes they have agility.
Yeah.
Or, you know, other competition sports. They are adding more competition sports for people to do with their dogs, you know, than we've ever had before. Mm. And so you can have specific shows for that sort of thing. But if there's anybody out there that, you know, knows this stuff and knows about dogs and cat shows and when they're happening and all of that, and anybody wants to send me information, please do.
There's website that has the dog shows listed.
Yeah, what, are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it. That's usually what go on it, because they do like the judging on it, so they tell you when all the shows are.
Okay, so what's the website?
So it's BARAEvents.com.
So Bara,
B-A-R-A. B-A-R-A-Y, sorry, events.com.
Bar, right, BARAY events.com. .com.
Yes. The next few are in Chehalis.
Yeah, so there's dog shows around the state.
Yes.
Because I remember back in the 70s was when I campaigned, you know, my first golden retriever. It was only locally, but, you know, we'd go on a circuit to Richmond, Walla Walla, Yakima. There'd be shows in Spokane, Pullman, you know, and in the Centralia, Chehalis area. So there are shows different places around. But you said this BARAEvents.com
lists
all the dog shows.
Yeah, in this area, the state.
Now, I don't know. I don't think, Nathan, you talked to the caller. It might have, it was Stacy that talked to the caller.
Yes, so she doesn't
have
internet.
Did she say she doesn't have internet? Yes. Was that the problem? Okay.
Yes.
So I guess
that's why she said you see one if you can talk about it so that she can.
All right. Well, now that I know about this website, I can look up the dog shows and see what's going on.
There you go.
Now we need a cat show website.
I don't know what the cat ones
are. All right, cat people out there, do you guys have a website that tells us when all the cat shows are? Because when I had Abyssinians, then I often would want to see them and I'd pay more attention. But that's been a long time. Anyway, so thank you, caller, and I'll start paying attention and let you know when I can. All righty. So, I know...
Looks like maybe the CFA.org is the first one that comes up. The Cat Fanciers Association.
Yeah, now, I do know it's a cat... there's another association. There's two different cat associations.
This one seems to be like throughout the entire United States, though. But
right, but there's two of them. My memory serving, there's two, and so there's different sponsored shows. So we'll have there'll be another one too, I think. But anyway, that's CFA.org, so that's a good one. Cat Fanciers Association. I don't remember the other name, but I mean, it'd probably come to me after we're off the air. That's when all the brilliant ideas come, you know, when I'm driving home. Oh. Coulda said that. Coulda, you know.
So coulda, shoulda.
V8 moments. All right. Now, I don't think we've fully exhausted the astrological influences. I mean, we're Mercury's in retrograde right now, and I think there's a bunch of other planets.
Oh yeah,
in
we got five.
Too. So there's five planets
five
in
six.
Retrograde. You know, yeah. And that messes with everything, but Mercury especially.
Yes.
Write in pencil on your calendar. And, you know, it messes with communications, it messes with equipment and mechanical things, and if everything's going to break or fall apart or blow up, it's going to do it during a retrograde, a Mercury retrograde, and, you know, communications get messed up and all kinds of stuff, and things just don't work. So it's a great excuse when you know about Mercury in retrograde. When something doesn't work, you don't have to get upset about it. You can say, okay,
oh, well.
Mercury in retrograde moment, you know, it'll get better. So, so we've got five other planets in retrograde, and then we've got the fall equinox
coming up
at the end of the week. So all of those things together, what's the...
And this last
what do we need to know
and
to
last
navigate?
Weekend's with the full moon, it
well,
was.
Well, then there was a full moon.
My
that was
gosh.
A biggie.
Oh yeah, that one was a time dimensional one. A lot of people were dreaming really weird dreams last weekend.
And is that when your friends passed?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people pass on a full moon cycle. Uh-huh. Isn't that true?
Yeah. I had one who was in a car accident, and then one who was scheduled to pass, but. Didn't know when, so.
Wow. But all of that stuff together this week, anything that you can kind of congeal for us as to how to navigate through this week of astrological influences without losing our grip?
I have to go back to the tools that I use. Do something to make you smile. You know, like I have this one song, and it's my anthem. How it's a song about how do you love, and then there's the and then finding the tools to you know, like if you're feeling down and you're feeling like your mind is taken, because this is a lot of the planets are in air, which is about a lot of the mind talk. It's we're thinking a lot. We may be overthinking a lot. So if you overthink, do something physical. You know, get out. Don't necessarily go to the store, but go out for a walk. Go out and do something that gets you engaged in something else besides the negative conversations that your brain wants to have.
You know, and even it may be too cold. Excuse me, too cold. But you can take, you know, like shoes off and get your feet in the ground, the grass and the dirt. You know, pick up some dirt, you know, do a little, pulling some weeds up gardening. You connect with Mother Earth. It makes a difference and will help you with grounding.
Exactly.
And
this equinox coming up that, you know, like for me, I was cleaning off my front porch. I was taking the summer plants and taking them out of the pots, getting my geraniums ready to do their dance, coming in back inside the house again for the winter so I can winter them over. And it's that transformation of what do we want to do to kind of get ourselves into this next stage of our life. You know, okay. It's going to be a doorway.
All right. Sounds good. Now, we do have to take care of advertisers, but I was just going to give you two alerts for this time of year. And the first one is, you know, as we start to go from summer to fall mm-hmm. and the temperatures go down, two things. One thing, you know, I've been mentioning fleas on and off to pay attention, but this is the time for you. You don't have fleas, but it's a good idea to flea comb and to pay attention, because when the temperature drops like this, if there are any fleas outside, they're going to want to ride inside.
Yep.
So you'll get an influx. Like, I think I got this the first cold day, I let Robbie out and he came back in and I checked him and I got little baby fleas off his legs, off his feet. Mm-hmm. Okay. That they jumped and I think we got the last surge of them. But you want to pay attention for fleas getting a ride in. And then the other thing is all your little dogs that don't like cold, wet weather, and they just as soon pee or poop in the house than use their dog door or go outside and go in the yard. You got to keep that in mind. And so when we get to this time of the year, the temperature starts to drop. You got to do a little refresher course on selling them on what a great idea it is to go outside. So if it's cold, if it's wet, if it's yucky, don't just send them out. Put on your best jolly routine act and have a party. Oh, boy, let's go outside. It's raining. Oh, boy, mm-hmm. it's cold. Oh, boy, let's go outside. Take a really high-value food reward with you. And it's when they start going, good, good, potty outside, good. Give them the treat right on the spot right after they go to reward that behavior. And go out a number of times during this transition when it's getting colder to sell them. And all the wonderful sales pitch happens when the weather's yucky and cold and we don't want to go out there. So you got to just sell them on how good it is. Okay.
I have another alert to kind of throw into there, something that I experienced, especially since we're getting into the fall season and Halloween, October, and pumpkins. If you're growing a pumpkin in your yard, I found out that the leaves and like ferns and stuff from that are all kind of like nettles to dog. If they rub against them, it causes a lot of skin irritation. So that happened with Abby.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A pumpkin vine, the leaves on the pumpkin mm-hmm. vine? I've never heard of that.
So Abby was like, why does she keep, you know, scratching like her underbelly and stuff like that? Well, we had her like running around in the backyard. She would brush against that plant sometimes going after her toy or maybe going to the fence to look at a squirrel behind the fence and found out, that's where she's rubbing against the pumpkin plant.
Wow.
And it caused a lot of skin irritation.
Huh. Well, who knew? I have not heard of that before, but obviously you've had an experience with it
mm-hmm.
that's pretty obvious. So, all right, pay attention. Don't let your dogs lay in the pumpkin patch. But it is that time of year.
It is.
And speaking of that, my friend Cindy grows us pumpkins, but she apparently her reception's got to be bad because she hasn't called in. So we need to take care of advertisers. We're going to do that, and then I'm going to have you tune into Cindy's situation because there's some things we need to know.
Okay.
All righty, and if any of you need a reading with Natasha or anything about your animals or whatever, for heaven's sakes, it could be Seahawks, could be Mariners, could be Storm, could be Stacy, Natasha, Nathan, me, anything. Pretty fair game today. Just pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You can have a sound or the thousand voices calling your name. You can have the light of the world blind you, bathe you in grace. And you will never look at anything the same when you see what.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And yes, you weren't, it wasn't the wrong station. You heard music coming out of the last segment. Instead of animal sounds. But that was, Nathan did that for Natasha. That was Natasha's song.
That was my song.
He does pay attention. So that song was for Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we switch it up. All right. We also heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, the Linwood community, and the Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. Check them out, anandawashington.org, for all the great classes and events and so forth. To find out what's going on up at the farm and for the fall solstice and all of that, anandafarms.com. Anandafarms with an S.com. All righty. And then, of course, that we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can reach him at his healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. He likes you to go through the website, though. So go healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, fill it out, say, want to talk to you. He'll arrange a phone call and chat with you about your animal friends and how he can help. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can find out details just by shooting me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty. So, I'm sorry that Cindy and Sultan has not been able to call us, so that means that she's probably not getting reception at the moment. But we've talked to her many times, and Natasha, you remember Cindy.
Yes,
She's out
I'm grateful that she keeps trusting me.
Well, Sultan Basin, and one of the things we've been checking on regularly is the feral cat situation out there. And, of course, she had Lucky, a cat that was with her for years, and then Lucky passed, and then Lucky came back, and another cat, and one of our Animal World psychics helped her find him the second time. This was before Natasha. Mm-hmm. Then that Lucky was gone, and she discovered feral kittens in a property in the area, and anyway, they started coming over to her house, and she's able to trap one. We thought it might be Lucky or whatever, but now she's got this one black long-haired kitty. She's calling her Crystal. That's the one she was able to trap, and then through Meow Cat Rescue and with their help, they came in and the cat was, you know, mm-hmm. we did the TNR and was, you know, spayed and ear clipped and then brought back to Cindy's place. And so she now, this cat lives on the property. And I think last month, or no, it would have been 2 months ago when the last time you were here, Cindy called in and was checking on Crystal because she was disappearing for a couple days at a time and back. And you you said that was normal and she was there. Well, that pattern has changed somewhat. Cindy's been talking to her a lot and she doesn't disappear nearly as much anymore. Mm-hmm. So she's staying closer around. She's out and Cindy sees her more. You know, we've talked before about this crystal cat and would, you know, how feral and wild she is. And of course, when Cindy had trapped her, she had to bring her in the house and set her up in, you know, an extra room in her house. And of course, couldn't handle her or anything because she was so wild. But she lived in that room in Cindy's house for several weeks, you know, until we could arrange to get her spayed and then that done and then released again. So she's kind of familiar with that. But we'd asked you in the past, you know, do you think she'll ever move in and all of that? And the answer is kind of, well, she's so wild, probably not going to happen and that sort of thing. But she'd be around. So, but she's been around and closer. Well, really, she's been coming closer and closer, been around more and more, not disappearing as much. Mm-hmm. Real unusual experience last week. Emily Dog was in the house. And Cindy says she was barking on and off, and she that would normally scare the cat, except, I mean, Crystal does know Emily the dog. But Emily was in the house. Cindy just stepped out on her deck. And then out of the corner of her, she could see Crystal the cat came running around the house, turned the corner, saw Cindy on the deck, and started talking to her. Meow, 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 meow. And Cindy was shocked. But and also, you know, and maybe you can confirm this because I read an article about cat behavior and stuff. I mean, somebody recently.
There is a trust that she has with her.
Well, but I mean, this is a different concept. So I'm sidelining here. Read an article about cat behavior. And what they're saying is that cats don't talk meow wise to each other.
No.
That they chortle, they chirp, you know, at prey and stuff, or at each other, or kittens, you know, they'll do their and chortly sort of stuff. But they don't do the meow, meow, meow. They only meow, meow, meow at humans. So they only talk to humans with their meow. They use other sounds with cats. Now, does that sound legitimate to you, Natasha? Okay. All right. So here comes Crystal running up to the deck. Jumps up on the deck and she's meow, 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 meow. And Cindy said, you know, she said, well, you're welcome. You can come in anytime you want. And Cindy really had the feeling that she was about to just run into the house. And then I don't know, you know, so nothing actually ended up happening. And then she eventually startled and ran back off. But it felt to me when she told me that story, it felt to me like something was shifting. Yeah. So can you tune in and tell me what you get?
Yeah, that there's something that shifted over this full moon.
Oh, okay.
There is something that literally shifted over the full moon. I know that my feral cat has been coming in a whole lot more in the last week.
Okay.
But there's something that is happening that is shifting the animal awareness to the human awareness. It kind of came up a different level. Where the animals are communicating in a whole different way now.
So this might not be just specific to the Crystal and Cindy.
Oh, no.
This is a universal thing going on with the animals.
It is a universe because I've seen my dog has shifted a little bit. You know, there's the neighborhood cats are acting differently. And you know, there's just something that the birds are communicating differently. I've had flies that I've been talking to, a fly that's flying around, and all of a sudden another one will come and land on me. There's just these different things that are happening with the animals that they're coming into another level with us, humans.
All right, you guys, you probably don't want to know this. When it comes to relationship with animals and stuff. Guess who the latest diner at my house is? Guess who I'm feeding now? bald-faced hornets. Me! I'm feeding the bald-faced hornets. Well, they discovered the hummingbird feeders, you know, and when the hummers take a little bit out, they'll draw, you know, a little drop of the sugar. So the hummingbird feeders are designed that wasps and bees and hornets can't get into them. But, you know, the hornets can be really bossy and pushy and aggressive. And they were, anyway, so then I had this one cheap feeder that didn't really work with the hummers, didn't really like it and all of that. But it was one that the hornets could go down into the ant moat that wasn't finished and they could get the. So I ended up putting that feeder off to the, and now it's the hornet feeder. So talk about relationships changing. I have a hornet feeder. I'm feeding hornets. And God, they even know me, you know, and they're not aggressive with me at all. And they know I save them if they fall in and can't get out. And they know I put, and it's, anyway, I'm having a relationship with hornets. Woo-hoo. I just hope one of those big ones we don't want around ever shows up. But,
yeah.
But anyway, so what were you talking about when I went off on my? Oh, we were talking about the things, the communication with animals.
Exactly,
and stuff.
Exactly.
So maybe I'm part of the hornets are part of that.
Yes,
they'd be talking.
Oh,
to me.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And, like I had a neighbor who was talking about a dragonfly that followed him into work one day and was in his face talking to him,
wow.
And then when he told him to leave, he left.
Wow.
I mean, the animals are coming more in tuned with us, and we're becoming more into that's that leveling. I don't want to call it leveling up, but leveling different, you know, that we're doing to get to this greater picture of why we're on this planet.
Okay. All right. And one more thing before we take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour related to Cindy. Now, a lot of you know a little bit about Cindy's story, and sometimes we tell you a little more, but just so you know, Cindy had a really difficult time in her birthing process. And so her disabilities are related to what happened in the birthing process and lack of oxygen and all of that. But where it's left her, you know, it's one of those situations where I can't really fathom having to live the way she does. Her brain is not able to take in all
the sensory
stuff. So there's a lot of issues there. So she cannot look at any kind of computer screen. She can't watch TV. She can't look at a computer screen. She can't have a smartphone. She can't look at any of those things. Just fry her brain and she, you know, and so lights and sounds and everything is like a gazillion percent amplified for her. So she moved out to where she is in the Salton Basin years ago, you know, to get away from civilization. So it was quiet and calm and she could live comfortably without any of the electronic stuff.
And you know, it's coming to her.
Well, yeah, the expansion and the building that's going on out in the Salton area is overwhelming what's being done. And the area she's in has become, you know, a real disaster. And she's got just absolutely, you know, because it's out where it's mostly overgrown properties and all that kind of stuff. But you get real nutcases out there. You get the hoarders, you know, so there's 5,200 cars on the property and all. And so, well, anyway, there's all those that kind of stuff going on out there. And then some really crazy people that are, you know, making real noise 24 hours a day and all. Anyway, so the bottom line is, Cindy has decided she can't stay there. She's got to find another place. So she's been, Canada was a possibility after the pandemic and all of that. Anyway, she'd been searching around Washington and found an area in eastern Washington, and the area is called Dayton. Is the city Dayton? And I always thought Dayton, Ohio, but it's Dayton, Washington. I didn't know there was a Dayton, Washington, but it's a really small place. Anyway, she went over there last week for a few days to drive around and see. And really, she said, you know, it could work there. You know, and so her brother, fortunately, she has a brother that that, you know, a big brother that can do computers and is researching a lot of stuff. But I just wanted you to tune in, to know that about Cindy, to tune into that
winters
area.
Winter feels a little rough.
Yes, well, yeah. But I want, what can you tell me about that? And does that feel like an area that she found the right location, that would be good for her?
It would. Summers and winters might be a little extreme for her. Mm-hmm. And she might have a little bit of that, but she's going to have to look at the payoffs.
See, she could more easily deal with that. I mean, she's a country person.
Yeah.
Lives very simply, takes care of herself, you know, and heats with wood and chops her own wood, mm-hmm. you know, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it feels calmer. For her, yes, it feels calmer.
But is it fine, like that Dayton area? Has she found the right area?
When I muscle test, I'm getting kind of a It's right, but so, it's not right.
Because she hasn't found a specific place or anything.
Yeah, there is a town that is right around there. That, you know, because you can hop, skip, and jump right, go to another town. and so there's another town that's, you know, find the home. And then town will come.
Okay.
She wants to make sure, though, that because of where she's at in her life, logistically, that stores are easier to get to because of when it snows. And, you know, there's those logistics, but she'll be able to have a home.
Yeah, and she's real good at taking care of herself in inclement weather and that sort of thing. And she's a snowshoer. I mean, she's out in the middle of the woods in the middle of winter and up to her eyeballs in snow and all that sort of stuff. And you know, so that kind of stuff, she knows it would be more brutal in the winter and the summer, weather-wise.
That's what I'm hearing.
That kind of stuff, see, she can handle. It's the human stuff and the electronic stuff.
She would do better over there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay, then. So
she's not far from her home. She's not, you know, when she's looking at Dayton, she's
not far from her home, somewhere around there. Okay. Good to know. We've got a little bit of current events to do, but, you know, we've got a few minutes and we could sneak in a phone call if there's anybody out there that's just tuning in and wants to give us a call. 425-373-5527. Otherwise, stay right where you are and we continue until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We just heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And I believe both Nathan's dog, Abby, and I think Natasha's dog are also on the New Pro supplement. Yep. You guys are they're still on it? Still like it?
Still like it.
Just started a fresh new container.
Yeah.
All right.
We've gone through two so far.
They're big, huge containers, right? Yeah. If you get the big one. Yeah. All righty. So check them out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. And your dogs are on the dog supplement. And is it the hip and joint or is it the
Yeah, we got the hip and joint just because Cleo lays with her legs out. And so we just figured start early.
All righty. And of course, if you would like to do some sound healing, chiropractic and acutonics, and gongs are all set up at the new Whispering Dragon Center, which is in Jude's new home in Shoreline. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836. So how about we do some current events? Alrighty, so what do we got on the entertainment schedule here? Well, of course, Natasha's there, and we've got her podcasts on Monday and Wednesday. We've talked about those, but tomorrow at 4 p.m., just go to YouTube and search Natasha Venter or Angelic Clarifications, and you'll be able to hear her at 4 on Monday or again at 4 on Wednesday. Linda Rasmussen continues to offer a free best treatment remotely or in person. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. And let's see, Positive Alliance has got a bunch of events they're going to be at and are plugging. Remember, the last Bark in the Park for the Mariners will be Wednesday, September 28th. And we still don't have a confirmation if Miss Abby Border Collie will be able to go to Bark in the Park, but Nathan says they're working on it.
It doesn't seem likely.
It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Well, she got to go once this year to a Bark in the Park.
I mean, she might go, but I'm probably not going to be able to make it. What day is the game again?
28th, Wednesday, 28th.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't go, because that's the last Bark in the Park of the year. And golly, I kept saying, why is Dogtoberfest in September? Well, I don't know. Nobody's been able to answer me that, but Fremont is doing Dogtoberfest today. So you're looking for something to do after the show, you can buzz down to Dogtoberfest in Fremont. Nice day for it. Beautiful day for it. Cool enough, you could take your dog with you even. Mm-hmm. And Positive Alliance will be there. And it says that you come visit them at the Dogtoberfest in Fremont, get a free pet ID tag, and come spin the wheel and win a prize. So you could do that today. Then Salmon Days, they'll be out at Salmon Days in Issaquah, Saturday, October 1st, and Sunday, October 7th. And save the date for their annual auction. It'll be virtual again this year, October 1st through 9th. All righty. Then the big new addition is South Sound stuff and the Kitsap area. This is South County Cats. They just let me know last night. They've got Now, see, they know what when they should do stuff on a calendar. The cats, see, cats rule, dogs drool. The 15th annual Cattoberfest. That's actually going to be in October. Okay? Cats rule, dogs drool. So the 15th annual Cattoberfest, a feline festival and fundraiser. And they're going to have two. The online event will be October 13th through 16th. And then the live event will be October 22nd from 11 to 3 at Renton Technical College. So I am very hopeful that my contact Julie at South County Cats, I'm hoping that she can be available for our next shelter rescue the first Sunday of October so that we can actually chat with her about these events and what's going on. Because we don't get to highlight too much stuff going on over there, but this is good cat stuff. So we'll be talking about that. So mark your calendars. And if you want to get any more details and the links to all of this stuff, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. And click on current events on the left, and that'll bring up the whole current events calendar. And then you'll have the links to check these things out. So that kind of covers the basis. Well, let's see. Next week is the last Sunday of the month. So that means Encore Sunday here. And we're going to rerun our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. It was a good show.
It was.
And Samina, and yeah, Natasha was listening. And if you didn't catch it, you definitely want to catch up. Dr. Nels told a really incredible personal
story,
healing story. Now, he healed a really serious condition he'd had for decades just via affirmation. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear the whole detailed story, then you tune in next week because it will air again.
I use mantras and affirmations all the time. Like this last week with us coming back to school, because I do work a little bit in the mornings at my elementary school, and you know there was the colds going around, and I told myself all the time, "I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy," and you know, one that was trying to catch me, "Do you hear it? No. Am I healthy? Yes." You know, mantras make the "I am" is like huge. So that's why I'm going to be doing a series here.
Well, and that's why
up.
I keep pounding into you guys. Thought directs energy. Energy mm-hmm. follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. We are powerfully creative with our minds. And we are usually our own worst enemies because we sabotage ourselves with negative thinking in our mind, not realizing how freaking important
it is
and powerful it is. Mm-hmm. Now... This is new age stuff, and this is higher consciousness stuff. And actually, with the human evolution on the yuga cycle, we are on the up cycle, but we're in the Dwapara Yuga, and these yugas last for several thousand years. And it's all about energy and all of that. But the next yuga is the Treta Yuga, and it's all about the power of the mind.
Yep.
And
it's
that's
huge.
When we will start communicating only telepathically with each other and all of that as we're evolving up before we come back down the other side again.
That's why we have so many kids that are struggling now, right now, is because they know how to talk through their minds.
Yeah. So you can be way ahead of the game, like by thousands of years, if you get these concepts now. Mm-hmm. And because they're just as viable now, just because we don't know about them. Just because we don't know how to use them doesn't mean they don't exist.
No.
Okay, so...
Like what I was going through this last week, one of my mantras was, "I'm digesting my life. I'm digesting my life." Because my digestive mind needed to work through what I was working through. I'm digesting my life. I'm digesting my life. So that's a metaphor for, you know, my gut digesting my food and then also digesting my emotions, digesting what life is presenting to me.
And you can create affirmations or mantras, whatever you want to call them, instantly related to whatever's going on in your life to help you control your mind and shift the energy. I do that all the time. When there's something I need to accomplish or do, I immediately start an affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for or that, and I put it already done in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps it actually become reality. So take advantage of that.
The energies are prime for it right now.
Yep. And I think Let's see. So next week is the, you want to hear Dr. Nell's healing story, and know that you can receive surrogate healing if you just listen to the show. And then when Linda's working on the humans, just follow along. Now, as long as you're not driving or something, follow along and follow the instructions, and you will get the same balancing
I
and
do.
Healing. Yeah, yeah.
I do.
And the, you know, we hear all the time that it does help. So that can be very helpful to you. And then, of course, the first Sunday of October, well, I'll be back with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Eileen Weintraub, you know, the chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India. Well, she's in India right now, and she's on that big trek. And she'll just be getting back over that weekend, so she wouldn't be able to do the show. But I think I'm gonna plug in a new rescue that we'll interview, and the South County Cats. So we'll cover those bases and get some new people involved on that Sunday. And then the last thing I had on my list to talk about today that we didn't get to is I just wanted to put a shout out for Animal TV, and I'm so happy because they're still running Dr. Jeff marathons on Saturday evening, so I get to do my last minute show prep and watch Dr. Jeff. And I'll tell you, every time I watch those shows, I can watch them over and over. It doesn't matter if it's a repeat. I always learn something. But saw one last night that I hadn't seen before. And, you know, I think it's the first time. But I actually had tears rolling down my cheeks. Because they were doing a story. They had gone to help a rescue. And this rescue that they help regularly and, you know, do vaccines and spaying or fix them up. But this rescue had just rescued 27 dogs from puppy mills.
Oh.
Like Missouri and Kansas and that. I mean, the really, really bad ones in wire crates their whole lives, never out of a crate. And these dogs, oh, they were breeding for like, one of them was 11 years old.
Oh.
And was so shut down and so miserable and so infected and deformed. I mean, I literally sat there and cried. Mm-hmm. So you can learn a lot, but it also opens your heart and your empathy. And, you know, we need to stop this, all this stuff, and take
yes.
better care of our animals. So anyway, Dr. Jeff is really good for learning.
They have feelings, too.
Yeah, they do. Animals have feelings, too. So we are about out of time. So, you know, next week is Encore, Dr. Nels and his wonderful healing story, and you can get surrogate healings. And, gosh, Nathan, thank you so much. And Natasha, thank you for coming down. And it's so good to see you again. And hopefully we won't have to skip a show again, because, I mean, it really discombobulated me and Nathan. We couldn't do without you.
Me too.
And Stacy, so glad to have you back.
Nice to be back. Thank you.
And always wonderful to have the family
That's
together.
The thing.
Oh,
life
by the way,
going on,
we did
it?
Find out Seahawks play at 1:00 today. So let's watch and hope that, you know, if they wipe out San Francisco, boy, we got a team.
Woo-hoo. You know, earlier when Natasha said the number 49, and you're like, oh, and I was like, oh, yeah, because I thought you were going to lead into that they were playing the 49ers today, and then you completely went a different direction.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we are out of time. And Nathan, thank you. Natasha, thank you. Stacy, thank you. You guys all have a great day and a great week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. Go Seahawks, and I'll talk to you again next week.